Lesson 34, Spiritual Gifts. This lesson is designed to help us understand the gifts of the Spirit and to motivate us to diligently seek them. Introduction. Show Visual 34-A. The power of the priesthood can protect us from harm. In March 1961, a terrible storm swept through the Tongan Islands in the South Pacific. Buildings were blown over. Large trees were uprooted. Houses were torn apart and thrown through the air. Many people were injured. Others were killed. In one village, a Latter-day Saint family huddled together in their small home, fearing for their lives. In describing this experience, the father of the family said that he could feel their home shaking, as if it were ready to fall. He knew that if his family stayed in the house, they would die, and if he went outside for help, he would die. As he struggled with the decision of what to do, he felt prompted to use his priesthood to protect his family. Climbing upon a chair, he placed his hand on the part of the roof he thought would go off first. Then he said, "By the power of the priesthood which I hold, and in the name of Jesus Christ, I command you to stand solidly and completely throughout this storm." After he had said these words, the house quit shaking. The roof quit rattling. After the storm, his home was the only one that remained standing. Adapted from Eric Shumway in Stories of Insight and Inspiration, pages 71 through 73. If an emergency occurred right now, would you feel prepared to exercise your faith and priesthood? If we are faithful and worthy, the Lord will give us spiritual blessings. The Book of Mormon prophet Jacob described just such a condition among his people. "We search the prophets, and we have many revelations and the spirit of prophecy. And having all these witnesses, we obtain a hope, and our faith becometh unshaken, insomuch that we truly can command in the name of Jesus, and the very trees obey us, or the mountains, or the waves of the sea." Jacob chapter 4, verse 6. What are the gifts of the Spirit? Gifts of the Spirit are special blessings of spiritual knowledge and power. They are called gifts because they are given to us by the Lord. As gifts, they are kept from us until, by our faithfulness, we show our willingness and worthiness to accept the gifts. Can you think of any spiritual gifts? Some gifts of the Spirit are described in the Scriptures. Many are listed in 1 Corinthians chapter 12, Moroni chapter 10, verses 8 through 18, and Doctrine and Covenants, section 46, verses 8 through 29. Invite class members to read Doctrine and Covenants, section 46, verses 13 through 26. What are the spiritual gifts listed in this scripture? You may wish to list on the chalkboard the following spiritual gifts and others mentioned by class members. Revelation, testimony, judgment, knowledge, wisdom, teaching, exhortation, preaching, faith to heal, faith to be healed, miracles, prophecy, visions, discernment of spirits, speaking with tongues, interpretation of tongues. Have the class think of any gifts they have received. Obtaining spiritual gifts. The Lord has many spiritual gifts and desires to bestow these gifts upon us, but we must make ourselves ready to receive them. If we do, we will be given those gifts the Lord knows we are ready to receive. Few men, however, enjoy all the gifts, for all have not every gift given unto them, for there are many gifts, and to every man is given a gift by the Spirit of God. To some is given one, and to some is given another, that all may be profited thereby. Doctrine and Covenants, section 46, verses 11 and 12. Our responsibility is to discover what gifts have been given to us and to live worthy to use them. Often we are told which gifts we have or are to seek when we are set apart to an office or calling, or when we receive a patriarchal blessing. A missionary called to a foreign country, for example, may be promised the gift of tongues to help him learn a new language. A teacher may be told to seek the gift of teaching. Children may receive help from their fathers in identifying the spiritual gifts they need to develop. The Lord has commanded us to seek the best gifts. See Doctrine and Covenants, section 46, verse 8. These include such gifts as faith, testimony, revelation, and wisdom. While speaking about the importance of obtaining the best spiritual gifts, President Joseph Fielding Smith once said, "It is my judgment that there are many members of this church who have been baptized for the remission of their sins and who have had hands laid upon their heads for the gift of the Holy Ghost, but who have never received that gift, that is, the manifestations of it. Why? Because they have never put themselves in order to receive these manifestations. They have never humbled themselves. They have never taken the steps that would prepare them for the companionship of the Holy Ghost. Therefore, they go through life without that knowledge. Seek ye earnestly the best gifts." Ensign, June 1972, page 3. Although we should seek gifts of the Spirit, we should seek them for the right reasons. Our Heavenly Father is not pleased with those who desire signs simply to satisfy their curiosity. Matthew chapter 12, verse 39. It takes no effort or preparation to wish for such signs. We must seek spiritual gifts earnestly, and that means having the right motives as we prepare ourselves to receive them. How may we receive the gifts of the Spirit? To receive gifts of the Spirit, we must do the following. Purify our lives. We must purify our lives by continually repenting of our sins. Such repentance requires daily effort. Obey the commandments. We must obey the Lord's commandments. Obedience is one of the most important requirements for receiving spiritual gifts. As we keep the commandments, we become worthy of spiritual gifts. Fast. We may need to fast in order to overcome pride and to gain the humility necessary to receive spiritual gifts. Fasting helps us to put our special needs before our physical needs. It helps us eliminate selfish desires and encourages us to be more concerned with spiritual things. Pray. We must pray with faith that we will receive these spiritual gifts. The Lord has commanded us to ask before expecting to receive any blessing. Matthew chapter 7, verses 7 through 11. Such prayers require faith. Faith that we will receive the gifts, and faith in the giver of the gifts. Elder James A. Cullimore gave us some questions to consider as we seek for spiritual gifts. As members of the church, is our faith sufficiently strong? Are we in tune with the Spirit that we might be blessed by these great gifts? Do we believe a miracle can be performed or a blessing given? Do we call upon the priesthood as often as we should to administer to the sick? Do we believe we can be healed? Do we have faith to heal? Is the priesthood always prepared to give a blessing? How strong is your faith? Gifts of the Spirit, Ensign, November 1974, page 27. Think for a moment about your life. What must you do to prepare yourself to receive spiritual gifts? Using spiritual gifts. Although we may be worthy to use a gift, we may be directed not to. Alma chapter 14, verses 10 and 11. At other times, we may have a gift, but may not need it until the proper situation occurs. If we live worthy to feel the promptings of the Spirit, we will know when to use our gifts and when we should not. Show visual 34-B. Joseph Smith taught by the power of the Spirit. On one occasion, the prophet Joseph Smith was invited to preach the gospel to a group of American Indians. The Indians could not understand English, and he could not speak their language. So he paid a special government agent to interpret his words into their language. The prophet spoke for a few minutes to the Indians, and the agent then interpreted in their language. When the Indians showed resentment and anger at his message, it was revealed to the prophet that the agent was telling lies in order to turn the Indians against him. Joseph pushed the interpreter aside and then preached a sermon to them. They understood every word. Adapted from E. Cecil McGavin, The Historical Background of the Doctrine and Covenants, page 156. What spiritual gifts did the prophet Joseph Smith use during this incident? Discernment, revelation, gift of tongues, teaching. As we receive our gifts, we must be careful not to boast about our experiences, nor to speak to the world about them. Doctrine and Covenants, Section 84, verses 65 through 73. The purposes of spiritual gifts. The Lord has revealed that spiritual gifts are given to help those who love Him and keep all His commandments. See Doctrine and Covenants, Section 46, verse 9. We should study and remember what spiritual gifts are available to us. See Doctrine and Covenants, Section 46, verse 10. Through the proper use of these gifts, the sick are healed, devils are cast out, revelations are received, knowledge is gained, and missionaries are helped to communicate in different languages. Through the gifts of the Spirit, the Holy Ghost can guide, comfort, encourage, and teach us. These gifts help us to walk uprightly before the Lord and prevent us from being deceived by false doctrines. Our reason for seeking spiritual gifts should not be selfish. Paul tells us that we should seek them for the good they will do for others and for the church. 1 Corinthians chapter 14, verse 12. He compared the church to a body to show the importance of each member's gift to the rest of the church. 1 Corinthians chapter 12, verses 12 through 31. Just as a body needs arms, legs, eyes, and ears, so also does the church need each member's gifts and callings. Therefore, each of us should exercise our gifts and magnify our callings. As we do so, everyone is blessed. See Doctrine and Covenants, Section 46, verses 11 and 12. Elder Franklin D. Richards told of certain blessings that come from the Spirit in time of need. The Savior has promised that to worthy members the Holy Ghost would be a comforter in times of sickness and death. Many have borne witness of the comforting Spirit that has attended them in times of sorrow, helping them to find peace and understanding. A few weeks ago, it was my privilege to meet two wonderful women, close friends, who had lost their husbands in a tragic airplane accident. Did I find them in despair and deep mourning? No, indeed. I have never witnessed greater courage and strength. They both bore witness to the fact that they had truly felt the comfort of the Spirit, that they knew there was a purpose in the call that had been given to their husbands, and that they had an assurance that all would be well with them and their families as they lived close to the church and kept the commandments of the Lord. The Continuing Power of the Holy Ghost, Ensign, July 1973, page 117. If time permits, allow a few class members to bear their testimonies about blessings received through spiritual gifts. Conclusion. Seek ye earnestly the best gifts, always remembering for what they are given. For verily I say unto you, they are given for the benefit of those who love me and keep all my commandments, and him that seeketh so to do, that all may be benefited that seek or that ask of me, that ask and not for a sign, that they may consume it upon their lusts. And again, verily I say unto you, I would that ye should always remember and always retain in your minds what those gifts are that are given unto the church. For all have not every gift given unto them, for there are many gifts, and to every man is given a gift by the Spirit of God. To some is given one, and to some is given another, that all may be profited thereby. Doctrine and Covenants, Section 46, verses 8 through 12. Challenge. 1. Seek to discover which spiritual gifts you already have or which are in store for you. Continue to purify your life through repentance and obedience, and fast and pray in humility to know what else you need to do to prepare yourself to receive spiritual gifts. 2. Fathers, help your children recognize their gifts and develop them. 3. Young men, seek the counsel of your parents and leaders to help you develop spiritual gifts. Additional Scriptures. John chapter 11, verse 22. Ask God for gifts. Acts chapter 2, verses 17 and 18. Youth to receive gifts. 1 Corinthians chapter 7, verse 7. Each person has his proper gift. 1 Timothy chapter 4, verses 12 through 16. Neglect not your gift. James chapter 1, verse 17. Gifts come from God. Alma chapter 9, verse 21. Nephites had many gifts. Teacher preparation. Before presenting this lesson, 1. Review Gospel Principles, chapter 22, The Gifts of the Spirit. 2. Ask class members to read or present stories and scriptures in this lesson. End of lesson 34, Spiritual Gifts.